For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Amanda Glassner, Deputy Editor at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today is Heather Engel, Managing Partner at Strategic Cyber Partners. Heather, hello and welcome back.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
According to TechRadar Pro, cybersecurity researchers at Sophos have uncovered a concerning tactic used by ransomware attackers. In nearly all cases, they attempt to disable backups alongside encrypting a target system's data. Heather, this really highlights the importance of keeping backups safe. Can you take us through the survey's findings?
Sure. So the company surveyed 3,000 IT and cybersecurity professionals who had suffered a ransomware attack in 2023. Almost all of them, 94%, said that the attackers also went after their backups. And that went up to 99% in state and local government, media, leisure, and entertainment sectors. So this is something we're seeing more and more, where attackers, when they get in and compromise a system, they typically spend a significant amount of time, and it can be hours to days to months in some cases if they're undetected, really just getting an understanding of where they are in the system, what company or organization they're in, what type of data might be there, moving around and just kind of mapping things. And almost always now what we're seeing is attackers going after backups, because if an organization doesn't have their backups, they're much less likely to be able to successfully recover. And so it makes sense for the attacker to go after the backups. If I'm not going to be able to recover from backups, then I'm more likely to consider paying the ransom, or even at least negotiating the original ransom down and maybe paying a lesser amount.
And organizations in the energy, oil, gas, and utility industries were most likely to lose their backups to ransomware at 79%, followed by education at 71%. Why do you think these sectors are at a higher risk than others?
Yeah, well, you know, particularly when we're talking about energy, oil, gas, and utilities, we're talking about critical infrastructure, and these tend to have older systems. They have systems that are a little bit more difficult to back up the way we would think of backing up a workstation or a server. And redundancy costs money. Many of these systems are aging. They're very difficult to replace. It's possible that the encryption wasn't there. So when we look at these sectors, you know, I don't know that they're necessarily a higher risk than others of losing their backups, but maybe they're doing their backups a little bit differently. One of the things that we're starting to see is 15, 20 years ago, when we did backups, they were on a disk that was kept in, you know, a locked container or a locked room or stored offsite, and they weren't online and they weren't available. And what we've seen in the last several years is a real shift to the majority of backups being in cloud services, which if an attacker has fully compromised your infrastructure, they're able to get to those backups that are online. And so what we're starting to see now is a swing back the other way to where a lot of organizations are taking their backups offline, putting them in cold storage, and understanding within the organization, maybe it makes sense to do that every 6 weeks, maybe they need to do it every 3 months, but then at least they're not completely dead in the water if their online backups are deleted.
It has also been reported that victims whose backups were compromised received, on average, more than 2 times the ransom demand of those who kept their backups safe. It goes without saying, and you mentioned this before, that this will significantly hinder a victim's ability to recover from these ransomware attacks. How can organizations improve their backup strategies to mitigate this risk?
This is a great question, and this likens back to what I used to focus a lot on, and I'm starting to have a lot of my clients focus on it more now, which is business continuity planning. And it's this understanding that the world we live in and the threat environment is so complex that we can't protect everything the same way. So we have to look at what are the business processes that are most critical to our organization staying viable? What are the things that make us money? What are the things that allow us to provide the product or service that we do? And then from there, we look at the infrastructure, the systems, the processes that are necessary to maintain those. And then we start to look at, okay, if I'm without this for a day or 3 days, what's the impact? If I'm without this system or process for 2 weeks, what's the impact? What if it's 3 months? And as we do that, it's much more complicated than just maintaining offline backups, because as I said, we can't necessarily protect everything the same way. It gets very expensive to do that. And if you're creating redundancy, there's different types of redundancy. So you can have cold storage, which means you have a backup sitting somewhere offline, all the way up to a facility that's ready to go that you would fail over to immediately. But again, you have to look at what your business needs to stay viable, how much it's going to cost, and then you find that balance.
Right. Those are some great points. So, Heather, we've been talking about organizations, but I'd like to touch on personal data security as well. Are there any takeaways for individual users regarding protecting their own backups from a possible ransomware situation?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is go to the store, buy yourself an external hard drive, back up what's on your computer, and unplug it, and do that every couple of weeks. And then that way, if you do get ransomware on your workstation, you can just rebuild it. Personal data security, in terms of protecting your own backups, are very similar when we talk about ransomware attack. But I would also say, anything that you have backed up in cloud storage, make sure that you're comfortable with the idea of that being held on someone else's servers. We see this a lot where, you know, a celebrity will get attacked and there will be some pictures or things that get leaked. Anytime you're creating a backup strategy for yourself, you're essentially doing on a much smaller scale, similar to what we talked about with business continuity planning. What are the things that you would hate to lose? You know, 20 years worth of digital photos of your family would be impossible to recover, and you'd be really upset if you lost that. And so that's something that you might want to put a little bit more emphasis on. You know, if you have a bunch of files on your hard drive that maybe you haven't looked at in 7 years, but they're just sitting there, you're probably not as concerned about losing those things. But again, storage, external storage, from a consumer perspective, is relatively cheap, and this is really easy to do. So you don't have to spend necessarily quite as much effort on identifying the backup strategy.
Heather, thank you for joining us today. I'm looking forward to catching up with you again next week.
Thanks, Amanda.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Amanda Glasner, Deputy Editor at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear more about this story and others, visit cybercrimewire.com. And for more of our media, visit our website at cybersecurityventures.com.